Okay, this is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Programs and Services Committee for Wednesday, June 4th. I'm Vice Chair John Rice, but I'm here with Alderman Kalis, Alderman Norton, Alderman Blazer, Alderman Hesperhan, Alderman Leary, starting the meeting. We have a number of appointments. We're going to have a group appointment of seven young people from the Youth Commission, but they're putting their stuff away right now. So we're going to jump to the Farm Commission. We have Ben Simon here.
Agenda?
Yep, you're going right for us. You'll be the first one out. So, Ben, if you can come up here, that'd be
sure,
great. Appointment by the honor of the mayor, 179-14, Ben Simon, Lake Avenue, appointed by as a member of the Farm Commission for a term to expire May 31st, 2017. So welcome to our committee, Ben. And then people will ask you questions, about your appointment.
Okay.
Any questions for Ben about the Farm Commission?
Public question. How did you become interested in the Farm Commission?
Well, I've been doing vegetable gardens my whole life, and I own a landscaping business. We sell people raised beds. And then Marcia Cooper, who's involved at Green Decade, she told me that there was an opening, so I started attending the meetings, and I'm interested. It's interesting. I'm also in the process of starting a farm in Medway, so I thought this would be an interesting way to learn how to run a farm.
Good way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good.
So I see. So you started your own landscape company? Mm-hmm. I was like, either Allison's going first or I am. Are you going to offer the leaf blower free option?
Well, we do offer that as long as people are willing to pay the hourly rate.
Are they? Okay. So how many clients do you have now?
Close to 300.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
we
is
do
it?
Like Newton, Needham, Wellesley, Weston, Brookline, Chestnut Hill.
Well, you don't look old enough to drive. Okay, well, that's very impressive.
All right, that would be age discrimination. Reverse age.
And leaf the blower discrimination.
You do offer leaf blowers to people who...
Yeah, if they choose that.
But if they didn't want them, you would do that?
Yep. We have a couple clients like that, but it is a pricier option. That's up to
them. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
And how much pricier?
Probably takes like twice as long.
So it literally costs twice as much?
Well, it doesn't depend on the size of it.
Yeah, definitely it depends. I mean, we're willing to accommodate anyone.
Good.
And we do organic lawn care, so we try and be environmentally responsible.
That's good to know.
So is there a motion or any other questions?
I move it.
Okay. Did Alderman Blazer move the approval? A vote? It's unanimous. Thank you very much, Ben. It was a painful. That's all you have to do. We would have had you stay till 11 o'clock.
Now you have to
have
some meetings.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone told you that.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Yep. Have a good night.
Okay. Yes.
I asked somebody to go down and tell the kids.
Okay, but the, we might do David's item. Docket item 184-14. The Newton Election Commission requesting the Board of Aldermen approve the change of polling location for Ward 2 Precinct 2 from Cabot School to Cabot Park Village at 280 Newtonville Avenue, Newtonville. And we have David Olson, a member of the Election Commission. Thank you very much.
This is Marjorie Bunn.
I make a move.
Really? We are going to be, the Election Commission has voted to move the polling location from Cabot School, which down the road will be taken offline as a building as the school construction goes forward. But we have found a location now want to move at this point in time. It is practically next door. It is the Cabot Park Village community. There is a wonderful community room there that the Cabot Park Village Executive Director has allowed us to use as a polling location. It will work beautifully for a single precinct, which is what we are planning to move. There is easy access into the building. It's handicapped accessible. It meets all of the criteria. There's also parking available, and quite a bit of parking. I think it's probably the one location in all the city that's got the most parking for election-related business. And so we are seeking to move the polling location for this coming set of elections, the September and November elections, from the Cabot School to Cabot Park Village.
Any questions? Ted?
I assume this is all right with Cabot Park Village?
We have spoken with the executive director, and they are very enthusiastic about us being there. And very willing to store our election equipment on site so that we don't have to move it, very, very pleased to do this.
So they have the right kind of hookup for getting the... I know in the past we've had some locations that
they don't have phone lines. Yes, yeah. It's a simple phone line. Oh. We just need to be able to plug the AccuVote machine into the phone jack that is working. We'll be able to transmit the results of the election from that AccuVote machine to City Hall to be incorporated into the totals for the night.
It's all about instant gratification.
It's all about trying to get out of here at a reasonable hour. there are several locations where there are no phone lines.
That's what I was concerned about.
The community center. Schuman Community Center has no phone, so it does require to transport the AccuVote machine back here to download the information. And several of the schools have had issues with the phone lines not working or broken or whatever on election night. But for the majority of our results, they are coming over the phone lines to us at the end of the night. And even with AccuVote machines being brought back to City Hall, we usually have complete result by 8:45, 9 o'clock.
Emily?
How will we let the voters in that precinct know?
For this precinct and for the two that you've already voted to change in moving the service, the two polling locations from the service to the Wobbin Library, are required to send a mailing out to each of those households that would vote in those precincts. So as soon as we have confirmation of that, we will be getting lists together to send those letters out, just letting them know that their location has changed. On election day itself, we will have signs, A-frames at each of the locations saying your location has moved and giving the address to where they need to go.
And the City Hall website and the
It's so close to where they're going anyway, it's not going to make that big of a difference.
They show up with the wrong one?
Yeah.
So any motion? With a motion by Alderman Norton for approval? Yes.
Wow. Really?
Ooh, your first motion. a vote? It's unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So we have a number of appointments to the Youth Commission, and instead of doing it individually, we're going to have you guys as a group because we don't want to feel like you're being interrogated one person at a time, like you're going in front of the principal. So, I've already excused, and I told her that we would approve. Alexa Lyons had a test tomorrow, and she was really concerned, and she really needed to go home and study, and we said studying is more important in this individual time. So, but I'd like to do all the appointments. Appointment by the honor of the mayor, Elizabeth Woodcliffe Road, Newton Highlands, appointed as a member of the new Youth Commission for a term to expire May 1st, 2017. With the docket item 173-14, Alexa Lyons from Devonshire Road, Wobbin, as a member of the Youth Commission for a term to expire May 1st, 2017. Appointment by his honor the mayor, 174-14, Anton Mallon from Howard Rogan Center, appointed as a member of the Newton Youth Commission for a term to expire May 1st, 2017. With the 175-14, Jessica Tharode, Watertown Street, appointed as a member of the Youth Commission for a term to expire May 1st, 2017. Appointment by his honor the mayor, 176-14, John Cusack, Attenborough Road, West Newton, appointed as a member of the Newton Youth Commission for a term to expire May 1st, 2017. Appointment by his honor the mayor, Myra Lee, Fredrina Road, Wobbin, appointed as a member of the Youth Commission for a term to expire May 1st, 2017. Appointment by his honor the mayor, Segwan Kang, Claflin Place, Newtonville, appointed by this member of the Youth Commission for a term to expire May 1st, 2017. We've already done Ben, and that's it for the Youth Commission. So, so any questions for the members to the members of the Youth?
Each one of them introduce themselves.
Yes, but if everyone could say who you are with it being appointed, that'd be great.
What's your favorite ice cream or something? Something to us old folks.
I'm Jessica Thoreau, and ice cream wine.
I was kidding.
It's good though.
They are, yeah. Boom, approve.
I'm John Kuziak, and my favorite ice cream. I guess vanilla, I get it every time.
I'm Anton Mallon. I think I'll have to go with cookie dough.
I'm Eliza Beth, and my favorite is fish food by Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
So yummy. And also, I'd just like to speak to Mira Lee, and Mira Lee had a number of tests tomorrow as well, so she is also
yes,
one of those missing. And then also, Sungwon Khan was, I think, sick today, and he wasn't here, so
okay.
He's,
Thank you very much.
Do you know their favorite ice cream?
The questions are going to get harder. No, sorry, they're going to get easier.
You missed it. We already did toothpaste, kitchen utensil, and what was the other one?
Mythical creature.
Mythical creature.
Those are not our introductions. We've done another meeting. So our ice cream really didn't grow enough.
All right, good. I think Dory has a question.
Can I just say that this is actually a historic event for Newton. This is the first time that the youth commissioners will actually be youth. So you all are about to take a
big
very
step.
Influential vote. The advisory group will have some youth on it, but also the adults who will have the job of mentoring and guiding, but our youth are going to be able to not only speak up, but actually vote on
reactions. I think it was a question with Jenny from the commissioner for the youth department. Can you explain what the youth commission does?
Sure. So right now we have, the youth commission has been around for 45 or 50 years, but this is a big change in the youth commission model where we've always had adults as commissioners and advisory board members were also adults, and then there were two spots for youth, I believe, that were on the advisory board, and then we often had youth come to meetings to talk about youth issues, but it's always been adults voting on these issues, so the mayor really was interested in flipping that and putting the youth in a leadership role. And some of the goals of the commission are to unify teams in the city, so we know that we have two high schools, a number of private schools. We want to have representation from both of our high schools and our private schools on the commission and put on some events and things like that to unify teams in the city. And we also are interested in addressing teen issues so as they come up and being sort of a place where people who are going to run youth events, different organizations can come and talk about that and, kind of will this float or flop with youth in the city. So already tonight at our very first meeting, we talked about the community read that the library is launching. So those types of programs, it would be a place to actually to chat with teens and get their opinions and to work directly with the mayor on policy and things like that. So we are having our next meeting is actually going to be to look at those goals and to look at the current ordinance and to see what still fits because those were written 50 years ago. So I can speak a little bit to what they look, I just spoke a little bit to what they look like now, but we're actually going to look at them. And there are some things, even in the ordinance, that the students are being appointed for three-year terms that might not actually make sense for high school students. So it will be actually one of our first agenda items is to look at the ordinance and to potentially propose changes to that make the most sense for this new model. And to look at also the goals that were written a long time ago and see, is this exactly what we want to do, or are there any changes that make sense? So.
Okay.
So they could be a little bit different next time you sign
up. Well, thank you, Jen. Alderman Hessingham?
Well, actually, I've already spoken.
Okay, sorry. Alderman Kalis?
So I have a question for each of you. So when I was teen, what you'll be doing is developing activities, reaching out to other teens, thinking about ways of including other teens. And when I was a teen, I remember there being a lot of cliques and divisions and...
People dance and jitterbug.
And so I'm wondering, from your experience, how do you, if you can talk a little bit about your personal experience and how you include others and think about their feelings and how you think that that's going to be relevant to your job or to your role here.
Okay, so I would say, I don't know, I know what you mean, and I think as we've gotten older, maybe it's gotten worse just because people, we get, you know, teenagers are tricky, everyone seems to think that we're tricky, and I think we might be. I would say that I look to include people just sort of consciously as it's happening. You're standing in a group of four girls, and someone's, like, kind of outside, and people will often notice and not do anything or not notice. And it's like little things like moving to the side so that the other girl can, like, things like that. I don't know, I don't have any like broad sweeping plans for inclusion in mind, but that it's definitely something that's on my mind all the time about.
Yeah. Anybody else? You don't have to speak.
Did Emily have a question for us and Dick? Sorry, do you have a question?
No, I was just
okay.
I was just going to ask, so originally there were adults on the youth commission, and now are there going to be no adults on the youth commission, or are there going to be some adults, or how is it going to be structured?
The advisory group will be largely adults, but all of the commissioners will be youth.
And that's seven. And then, so how many are going to be in the advisory?
The advisory board is 20, and 15 of them are adults, and five are youth who... we're hoping to have them be able to be alternates, and some of our commissioners will play sports and miss meetings and things like that. We'd like the other five youth on the advisory board to be able to stand in, you know, and act as alternates, and then 15 are adults.
Okay, thank you.
Jay has a question?
Yeah, I've been working as a member of the youth commission for the last 2 years. I am now a member of the advisory commission. So I was appointed a couple of weeks ago by the mayor. And I can just tell you that this, you know, I encourage, and I'm going to encourage all my colleagues, to come to a meeting in the fall and see what goes on. We have a spectacular group of young kids, and it's just, if any of you came or read about Youth Summit 1, Youth Summit 2, and the most recent one, Youth Summit 3, was one of the most powerful events. This kid, Kevin Briel, came and spoke. And he was just spectacular, and it was very moving, very powerful. But what they're doing is, you know, brainstorming lots of different ideas, and they're also running the meeting now. This is why they were here tonight. David Olson was teaching them the Robert's Rules of Order and things like that, and they have run the last couple of meetings, you know, like we run the board, and it's been really amazing to see how it goes. And we had the advisory group met tonight and talked about different areas, but they're going to have to develop a budget, look what they want to spend their money on during the year. They're going to brainstorm an amazing group of kids, and it's really I encourage everyone to come to a meeting in the fall and see what they're doing, and it's been just so rewarding to see how it's been functioning, and it's a great thing. So
thanks,
Jay. Highly love these kids. Mm-hmm. And I have to say that Jenny has done a fabulous job. The city has been extremely lucky to steer her away from somewhere else. So she's doing a great job, too.
Ted, your question?
So before all the Norton takes a shot at me, full disclosure, I have shoes older than she is. my youngest actually is graduating from North next week, and I'm just wondering, and I've got three kids, all that's teenage. I'm just wondering what each of you think is probably the most important issue that you would want to work on or that you see as a challenge for the city. It doesn't have to be a school-related issue. It could just be related to being youth, and I'd love to hear from each of you if you've got any thoughts. Or not.
They all know my answer in their interviews.
Yeah.
Like,
I know that. But
No, so they should have prepared answers.
I think that solves and managing that has definitely been a serious issue, especially because there are a lot of people who try to take as many honors classes as they can and trying to go to Ivy League colleges, and you know, it's really hard to fight that culture once you're sort of into it. And I think that definitely we need to do some programs and to make that more manageable.
Where are you going to school?
North.
What year?
I'm a sophomore.
Anybody else?
Well, yeah, I think like that issue is probably the most important, but another one that would just probably reduce stress as well is just like making everybody feel, like you guys said, included, or like they have their friends or their friend group. I don't know how we do that, but if you just have, like, if everybody has a couple friends, then it just makes their life a whole lot less stressful because they can go to those people and talk. So just that.
And where do you go to school?
Also a sophomore at North. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, on the topic of stress, I think it's important to understand that fundamentally teenagers are a very different group from any other type of group that we have in our community. Just all the different things we have to sort of juggle with in trying to not only dealing with academic stress, but figuring ourselves out as people physically, emotionally, mentally, socially.
It doesn't end. I just thought I'd...
Yeah. So I think if we're able to find a balance and just understanding and comprehending all of this, then I think we can deal with stress in that manner.
And where are you going to school?
I go to South.
I would say that the issue that I think is the most important is educating people about our differences and sort of figuring out who we are and who we are as a community, and talking about a lot of issues that people sort of just don't talk about, and especially in school and when we're younger, we just don't really talk about it. Maybe we look it up on the internet, but no one has conversations about it, and no one. And I guess I feel like we're missing out on a lot of things because we don't know about them or we sort of don't accept them, and also that we're creating a lot of certain atmosphere of non-acceptance for some issues.
So. Okay. And where
are you going
to school? I'm South. Also, thank you all very much. I didn't mean to be patronizing about the ice cream. It was really just
Ted, what's your favorite ice cream?
It's one of many Ben and Jerry's flavors.
I like to acknowledge, I was at Youth Summit 1 and Youth Summit 3, and you guys were coordinating a lot of the details, and you guys did an amazing job of creating really good content with the, you know, especially the last one with Kevin Brill. It really, and also the interaction between where you had the questions and you had the parents and the young people interacting and, you know, kind of working together and everything. So it's just on the programming side, you guys are doing a fabulous job already.
I would like to just say, too, that was something that it's just such an important reason to have youth at the table, is that particular portion of Youth Summit 3 that was about the speed questions game that we did, and youth and adults actually asked each other questions. I'm a little bit type A and really like to be super organized, and that whole idea of that program was just freaking me out because I knew it was out of my control. And so I never would have run that portion of Youth Summit 3 if it was up to me to plan the whole thing by myself, but students really pushed for it. And you know, they take a huge leadership role in planning all of our programming and projects, and they made that part happen. And it was the piece that we knew Kevin was going to be great, so obviously we got some good feedback on having our guest speaker Kevin. But the most positive feedback was about that specific portion of the night that I probably would have been like, oh, I don't know how to run that part, and that was too intimidating, so we're not going to do it. So I just feel like that's just a good example of why we really need youth at the table. We need to not just say that we're giving them a voice, but actually let them vote on that.
But yeah, just to kind of know, it was speed dating where questions would pop up and adults and young people would form a group and then they'd talk about it, and then another question would pop up and you'd have to find another group of young people. And it was really kind of really interesting how...
It's slightly terrifying, right? That's my hesitation. What could they talk about after?
What could go wrong?
Right, exactly. So, but it was one of the best parts of Youth Summit 3, and I feel like that was just important to mention. That was so student-driven.
When you're done,
I just want to make a comment that you guys are very impressive, and I really enjoyed listening to what you have to say. If you offer any consulting services, I have a 12-year-old daughter. and I really would like to make a point of going to the next Youth Summit. So.
Do you have another question?
No, I was just going to move approval.
Yeah, can we move approval for all the items?
Yeah.
But before we do that, do you guys have any questions? But it's because we're always throwing questions at other people. Do you have any questions for us?
Chunky monkey.
Okay, so there's a motion to approve.
You're all very articulate, young women and men. Very impressive.
Thank you for serving. Yeah. So there's a I have a motion to approve. It's unanimous. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
When you guys were setting up the room, there was a green leaf jacket.
Oh, there's one on the ground over here.
Oh, you're on the ground. Thank you. Okay, sorry.
I thought you thought of a really tough question.
You have to stay here all night for the jacket.
Well, we have the committee here. I think the Youth Commission is probably looking for a permanent home come September.
We talked to David Olson too during our meeting about where we could actually meet.
We're getting closer.
And so you're going to see us in the hallways and the rooms. We're going to.
Y'all are going to have a closet.
We would like to have a good present.
I can talk to you about that. Maybe the Brigham House.
Great.
We have space over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Who was the one that was the first and oh, do we have to do the reappointments now and then just knock off?
Yeah.
Okay. We have a number of reappointments right now. Dr. M. 18014 is on the mayor. Dara Desiree of the 14 Clemens Road, Newton, reappointed as a member of the Advisory Council of Health for a term to expire May 15, 2017. Reappointment by Honor Mayor 181-14, Lucy Caldwell Steer, Woodcliff Road, Newton Hounds, reappointment as a trustee of Jackson Homestead for term to expire February 1st, 2017. Reappointment by His Honor the Mayor, Marietta Macelli, Waverly Avenue, Newton, reappointed as a trustee of the Jackson Homestead for term to expire February 1st, 2017. Reappointment by His Honor the Mayor 183-14, Russell Feldman, Langley Road, Newton Center, reappointment as a trustee of the Jackson Homestead for a term to expire February 1st, 2017. 184-14, sorry, we've already done that, so is there a motion on the reappointments?
Make a motion.
Okay. But there's a motion to approve. But from Alderman Larry, and a vote. It's unanimous. So we have two items left.
Cindy missed it.
No, we're joking. we have the Community Preservation Committee. Okay, so this is docket item 200-14. Community Preservation Committee recommending the appropriation of $208,007. From the Community Preservation's Historic Resources Fund balance or reserve to the control of the Jackson Homestead for repair of tombs in the East Parish Burying Ground Center in Cotton Street as detailed in the proposal submitted in November 2013 and revised in November 2014. So we have the...
Would you like to come up?
Sure. Yeah. Okay, come.
You know, hello?
Yes. Yeah, Alice is... Alice is...
Oh, there she is.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Alice is there.
Somebody's scarf.
Oh, it's Karen.
This is my Karen.
Oh, okay.
I see Karen's... Oh, let me...
Well, we have to bring another chair in.
You can sit here.
I can sit right here.
Okay. I'm Jim Robertson, Vice Chair of the CPC.
I'm Cindy Stone, Director of Historic Newton. And I'd like to say Chunky Monkey. Yeah.
No approval.
That's right, you said that. Sorry.
Well, I'll start. So we reviewed this over the past 6 or 7, what was it, that long?